The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away.
Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
The Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. Audio of the day? Yeah, I guess. It's really more like audio of the weekend because it's Monday, March 17, 2025, and we are on the heels of Selection Sunday, right under the precipice of the NCAA tournament for both the men and the women. Bart, we'll start with the men's side. I do want to include the women in here and show them a little bit of love later on. Hopefully we can get to it, but if not, whatever. We got the whole show to do that. Here's Bubba Cunningham. You talked about him in the last segment regarding UNC getting in, which, you know, I rightfully so pissed off a lot of people considering he is the athletic director for North Carolina. But one of the talking points for this men's bracket is the fact that the SEC got 14 teams in to the field, and that it's going to be a new record for a single conference to get teams in. So Bubba Cunningham spoke about these teams getting in.
The SEC just had an outstanding year. You know, they won 88% of their non-conference games, had an outstanding year. And as we compared teams, it wasn't, you know, thinking about how many teams from any particular league. It was, how does this team compare to the other teams under consideration? And over, you know, a couple of day period of time, at the end of all the voting, there were 14 teams in, and all of them deserved to be in.
I guess I'm of a couple of minds on this. Like, Texas was 6-12 in their conference, but they were 19-15 overall. That's why I say, like, every team in a Power Five is, like, gonna get in, or is 20-13. That was Oklahoma's record. They were 6-12 also in the conference, and a bunch of those teams all 8-10. Now, 14's a lot, so who didn't get in? LSU and South Carolina? So 14's a lot, but when you have 16 teams in your conference, or you got 18 in some of these conferences now, that's why we're having records be broken. And also, sure, if they... I'm of two minds of this, because 14 teams out of 16 to make the tournament in the SEC, that seems like a lot. Half of the league had a losing record in conference. I don't know that should matter necessarily. I mean, your whole schedule's not conference, but it just, I don't know. And they play the other Power Five teams, fine. 14, the SEC's got 14 teams getting in, and then think of all the one league or one bid leagues that are around the country, and now you want to expand it, and you're going to be expanding it to help these Power Fours again. I don't know. I feel bad for, like, the Summit and the Horizon and the Southland, where these guys, they play all year, and then you get one team in, whoever wins that tournament. I don't like the balance.
I don't either. Again, shout out my MAC tournament, my MAC conference, where they'll get Mount St. Mary's. Could have been Iona. Oh, well. These Power Four teams, they don't need Power Four conferences. They don't need more help to get in. You know, if you really want to balance it out, open it up. Let's see what happens. Speaking of balance and other shenanigans, people were really upset about UNC, as you mentioned earlier. So here is NCAA Selection Committee Vice Chair Keith Gill. He says Bubba Cunningham was not involved in the discussions revolving North Carolina.
As the vice chair, I managed all the conversations that we had about North Carolina. We had quite a few. Our policies require the AD of any school to recuse themselves and actually leave the room for those discussions. And they're not allowed to participate in any vote as well. So we follow those.
And I believe that, but also, the guy is, it's like when you are in front of a jury and then there's some evidence that they have in the courtroom and they say, oh, no, we won't. Jury, you can't factor that in. And they go, okay, we forgot. We'll forget about this damning piece of evidence that can't be entered, but you can't take it out of my brain. the fact that this guy's there, it's just so sketchy looking, especially because they were the last team in. And we'll talk more about North Carolina, and we'll go through the schedule and why it's such an outrage. They did have a good non-conference schedule, but they lost like all of the games. So you're rewarding Bubba Cunningham for the scheduling of a schedule that, hey, at least you played good teams, but you lost them all. If that was college football, oh, well, we play this team, but you lost them all. It's just, it's very tricky with these. Again, somebody's always going to be upset, but it's just so damning, like, the whole example of this. It's tough. Now, North Carolina will probably go on a mini run here anyway, so maybe that factors
that's
in.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to win to just say, hey, nothing to see here. We deserve to get in the whole time. You know, the end's justified. I mean, that audio, by the way, was courtesy of CBS. That's why you heard a little funky music there. Here is number one overall seed head coach Bruce Pearl. His Auburn Tigers get the number one overall. They are going to be headlining the South Bracket, and that'll be in Atlanta March 28th to the 30th. Bruce Pearl says they deserved it.
If you don't get emotional or if it's not special, it's time to get out of it. Whether you're the fifth seed, 15th seed, or the number one overall. I was hoping we'd get the number one overall. I felt like we deserve it because of the body of the work.
Bruce Pearl was also on ESPN saying, my guards aren't... I'm certainly not going to say what he said. My guards aren't weak. And maybe a derogatory term for people of that nature. So he's fired up this weekend is what I want to say about Bruce Pearl. Huh?
I said rar. That's him.
Arr.
He's her. All right. I said I wanted to show some love to the women's side, and here we go. UCLA, they get the number one overall seat on their end. Head coach Corey Close for the Women's Bruins spoke about earning the number one overall seed. Just want to give a little insight to those who are not familiar. Usually we're kind of expecting South Carolina, the Lady Gamecocks, to be the number one overall seed. They weren't undefeated like they were last year. They've actually had three losses, so one of them went to UCLA. So that pretty much would be the tiebreaker. So here's head coach Corey Close about earning that number one.
Your work will speak for itself. And just focus on what you're earning and being present that day. And I just think that's what led us to getting the seed that we have, and is our focus on our process. And so really proud of the opportunity.
I filled out a women's bracket too.
There you go.
Yeah, I definitely followed the same thing that I do with the men this year. And I'm taking the number one seeds very, very far. I believe I went UCLA and USC. They're both number one seeds on that side of the bracket, so that could be a very interesting Final Four matchup. South Carolina, I think I took Duke in that one. And then on the other one, I took Notre Dame, who's a three. So Duke's a two, Notre Dame's a three, and I took one USC and one UCLA. Now, my big upset pick in the women's bracket is I've got Murray State as an 11 seed beating number 6, Iowa. Remember Iowa? Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she's not there anymore.
No. And so sometimes I just try to think, like, narratively, what would be, oh my God, I can't, she was there and now she's not. Like, I haven't seen the Iowa women play this year with all due and peace and love, but that's just my upset pick. For the men again, it was Michigan to lose to, I don't even remember who they played.
Gonzaga.
No. UC San Diego.
I don't believe you.
That's a 5-10 matchup. Classic.